Welcome to Tarte Mechanach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Chana Meira Katz, and today I'll be studying Sefer Tehillim, Perek Kuf Gimel 103. The last perek we discussed Tfilah La'ani, the prayer of a poor person representing the Jews in exile, and we discussed that what gave the man comfort and the strength and the resilience to get through his challenges was the ability to achieve eternity by connecting to Hashem. And in truth, we all have a fragment of eternity inside of us. It's called our nefesh, our soul. So today's perek begins, L'David, Barchi nafshi et Hashem. For David, my soul, bless Hashem. Rav Amos Chacham divides this perek, which is 22 pesukim long, as follows. There's an introduction, a three-part praise, and a conclusion. 1 to 5. The author calls out to his soul to bless Hashem for all the good that he has given him. 6 to 9 is the first part of the praise, where we discuss Hashem's attribute of compassion and mercy, Rachum v'chanun. 10 to 14 is the second part, where we describe Hashem's behavior to his followers, called Yireav. 15 to 19 is the third part, which is discussing the brevity of life of man compared to... Now, I know we've had this theme before, but now we're adding a new twist, the kindness of Hashem. So this is a different angle now. 20 to 22 is the conclusion, a call to all other creations to bless Hashem, which leads us into tomorrow's perek. So the perek begins with the Mashorer having a conversation with himself. He's meditating and he's speaking to his soul. Let's begin. Le David, for David. Barchi nafshi et Hashem. V'chol korva et shem kadsho. My soul, thank Hashem. All that is in me, give thanks to His holy name. Barchi nafshi et Hashem, v'al tishkechi kol gumulav. My soul, thank Hashem. Don't forget all the good He does. So the Mishorer now proceeds to list three kindnesses. Hasoleach l'chol avonochi, Hashem forgives my sins. Harofe l'chol tachulochi, He healed my illness. Hagoel mishachat chayochi, He gives me geula, redemption. So Chazal learn out from this chapter in Tehillim three of the brachot for Shmona Esrei, which is the tefillah we say three times a day. It's made up of 19 brachot. Three of them we learn from our perek. The bracha of forgiveness, slicha, the bracha of healing, refuah, and the bracha of redemption, geula. And it's not just thanking Hashem for bad things that have stopped, but we also thank Hashem for the good. Hama'atrechi chesed v'rachamim, who surrounds me with kindness and mercy, and atarai is like a crown. Hama'sbia betov edyech, who satisfies me in old age with goodness. Titchadesh k'neshe ne'urachi, who renews my youth like an eagle. Apparently an eagle molts its feathers and then it gets a stronger wing. So we thank Hashem for that. So how were Chazal able to learn out from this perek that this was talking about Shmoneh Esrei? So if we look at it, the author is talking to his soul and this process allows him to work on himself until he comes to a sense of renewal. And this is the exact description of tefillah. First, the author meditates on all the chesed he's been given, all the second chances and the new opportunities. And this awareness leads him to gratitude. And the gratitude leads to a sense of renewal. That's exactly the work of tefillah. Now we turn to the next section of the Mizmor. In our opening, the author had turned inwards, speaking to his soul. In fact, he calls Barchi Nafshi twice. Now he focuses outside, and he's going to mention Moshe Rabbeinu, Bnei Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. His circle is getting bigger. Yodia drachav leMoshe, livnei Yisrael alilasav. He made known his ways to Moshe, his deeds to the children of Israel. Rachum v'chanun Hashem, erech apayim v'rav chesed. Hashem is merciful and gracious, slow to anger, full of love. This pasuk should remind us of the 13 attributes of faith that we say. This was what Hashem taught Moshe to say when the Jewish people sinned with the golden calf. It's not all of them, it's some of them. And even the next two psukim sort of echo the theme of the 13 attributes of mercy. Lo lanetzach yariv, v'lo lo'olam yitar. He will not be angry forever. He will not bear a long-term grudge. Yariv is to fight more than to be angry. So he won't be fighting with us forever. Lo kachataenu asalanu, v'lo ka'avonaseinu gomal aleinu. He has not treated us harshly as our sins deserve. He has not repaid us to the extent of our wrongs. So really, it's a whole nother shir to compare how the 13 attributes were originally written and how they are in our perek. But there's a lot of symmetry. There's also some contrasts. So I encourage you to explore that further another time, but we're moving on. The next section describes the chesed of Hashem. Ki kigvua shamaim al haaretz, gvar chasta al yireav. Just as heaven is high above the earth, so his love is intense for those who fear him. This is a poetic imagery, and we carry on. Kerachok mizrach mimarav, as far as east is from west, hirchik mimenu espeshoenu. He separates us from our sins. So we have the contrast of high, low, right, left, all directions. Hashem's love is all-encompassing. Karachem av albanim, rechem Hashem al yireav. Hashem is mercy on us, like a father has on his sons. That is the same mercy Hashem has on his followers. Again, listen to the word rachem, rachamim, coming again and again. This is woven into the very fabric of this mizmor. Now, in addition to actually referencing Moshe, Hashem, and Bnei Israel, we have some hidden references in which the psukim from this perek are referenced somewhere else. This is very much the learning method of Dr. Benny Gesundheit, whose shiurim I'm enjoying so much. This is his methodology and a work from his shiur that we're using. And he takes different psukim and he compares it to psukim in other places. So for example, when we said, Yodia drachav le Moshe, he showed his ways to Moshe. This is very similar to our pasuk in Shmot. Moshe says to Hashem, Hodi enina et derachacha v'adieka. Show me your ways so I can know you. This is when Moshe asked Hashem to teach him the 13 attributes that he could get forgiveness for the Jewish people. Then we also have in Yeshayahu, he talks about that Hashem will give strength to the weary like a eagle, and they'll be able to run without being tired. And we have similarly, Tidchadesh Kenesha Noarachi, you return my youth to me, my vigor to me, like an eagle. We have a pasuk which we just said, Lo lo netzach yariv, v'lo lo olam yitor, he will not feud forever or bear a long-term grudge. That is actually a fusion of two different Nevi'im. Yeshayahu said, Lo lo olam ariv, I will not fight with you forever. And Yirmiyahu says, Hanitor lo'olam, will you hold a grudge for us forever? So we fuse those together to say Hashem won't hold a grudge. He will not fight with us forever. And this is pointing out that just like Moshe asked for mercy when he asked for the 13 attributes of mercy, Yeshayahu and Yirmiyahu are combining their prophecies in a comfort to us, to saying Hashem's not going to be angry forever and one day we will be forgiven. We also have a reference to Iyov. I'm just going to say it now, but I'll explain it later. It's the pasuk is written identical to Iov and over here. Lo yakirenu od makomo, he's gone, his place is no longer known. Keep it in the back of your mind, we'll get back to it. So we continue to see references to other psukim, specifically in our next section. When we talk about the brevity of life, we use the same imagery that we used in Perek Tzadi, but this time for every image, we weave in the concept of chesed or rachamim, because those are the overarching themes of our perek. So for example, here we say, Shata avonotenu lenegdecha, our sins are placed before you. But here in our pasuk we say, Hasoleach lechol avonochi, he's forgiven all my sins. In Tzadi we say, Mi yodea ozapecha, and who can truly appreciate the strength of your anger? In our pasuk we say, Rachum chanun, merciful, compassionate, Hashem is Hashem, Erech HaPaim, he's slow to anger. In Tzadi, we say the word Chastecha once in the whole perek, whereas in our perek, we say Chesed, or a derivative of Chesed, multiple times, at least four. So in addition to these references, the actual imagery of the transience of life, although it's the same, it's framed differently. So we have the exact same words. Toshev enosh, we have that word enosh, ad daka, you beat a man to a pulp. Baboker kechatzitz yechalav, baboker yatzitz v'chalav, that's the whole imagery of the grass that grows quickly, shrivels quickly. Ki kol yomenu pano bevrasecha, because all our days pass quickly in your anger. In our perek, we have each of those words picked up again. Enosh kechatzir yamav, ketzitz asadeh ken yatzitz. Man is like this grass shriveling up in the field. But what's different? We put it next to this pasuk, V'chesed Hashem me'alam va'adalam. But the kindness of Hashem is forever. And not only that, al yare'av, to those who follow him, v'tzidkaso livnei vanim, and he extends his righteousness to his children. Which means, yes, we agree with Perek Tzadi, life is short, but Hashem's kindness to us is that he allows us to have generations. He allows us to have continuity. And that is the difference between the pasuk in Iyov and our pasuk. The pasuk in Iyov is so upset with his difficult life, he is ready to give up. He's ready to close shop. He wants it to all end. In our pasuk, we use the exact same pasuk talking about how life is so short and it passes so quickly, but it doesn't matter because we pass on our legacy to our children, and that way we achieve eternity. And this brings us to our next pasuk. V'chesed Hashem me'olam va'ad olam. We are limited, but Hashem's chesed is timeless, and this mercy continues from generation to generation. This tremendous chesed that we receive from Hashem obligates us to do something in return. So we read in the next pasuk, L'shomrei briso o l'zochrei pekudav la'asotam. We show our appreciation by keeping our covenant with Hashem and remembering to follow his instructions. In other words, we commit to learn Torah and to keep mitzvahs. And not only that, we commit to pass the tradition on to our children. So it's not just physical children lasting through time, it's passing on our tradition, our heritage, our Mesorah to our children so that they are part of this chain of Nitzchiyut, eternity. And this brings us back to the Mizmor of Shabbos, because once we do what we're supposed to do, what happens? It allows everybody to recognize Hashem, and that's our next pasuk. Hashem b'shamayim hechin kiso. Hashem set his throne in heaven, u'malchuto b'chol mashalah, but his kingship rules all over. And so because his kingship rules all over, we conclude this tefillah by inviting the world to praise Hashem with three sets of invitations. Baruchu Hashem melachav. His angels should bless Hashem. Baruch Hashem Tzva'av, the hosts in heaven, meaning the sun, moon, and stars, should praise Hashem. Baruch Hashem Kol Ma'asav, all the creations on earth should praise Hashem. But then we turn inside one more time. Baruchi Nafshi Et Hashem, my soul should thank Hashem. Looking at the parak as a whole, the phrase Baruchi Nafshi appears three times. Two times in the beginning, once in the end. This indicates that the frame of this mizmor is the author's personal internal journey. At the same time, we say Baruch Hu Hashem. We call out to other people to praise Hashem three times. We invite the angels. By the way, the Radak says these aren't angels, these are our Nevi'im, and he brings a pasuk from Micha to prove it. So those psukim that we had quoted earlier from Yeshaya, Yirmiyahu, we're inviting all of the Nevi'im who promised us redemption. We invite them to come to the end of time and see how their promises were all fulfilled and to praise Hashem. We praise the hosts in heaven and the people on earth, all coming together. Through this, we see that the author progresses from working on himself to having the ability to influence the world around him. The author begins with a tefillah. He searches his soul and expresses gratitude and finds inner renewal. Then he connects outward to Am Yisrael and eventually to the world at large. And after reaching outwards, who is affected most by his efforts? Who achieves the ultimate renewal? Himself. And that's why he concludes once more with the third Baruch Nafshi. And this idea is reflected by Rav Hirsch, because he says in his commentary, David HaMelech reflects within himself from three vantage points. 1 to 5 is from the perspective of his soul. 6 to 18 is his perspective as a Jew. And 19 to 22 is his perspective as a creation of Hashem. Let's take a step back at all the Mizmarim of David HaMelech that we have done so far. In 101, David HaMelech returns, because from 90 to 100, we had Moshe Rabbeinu, and symbolizing the return of the Mashiach and the rule of David, David comes back into our Mizmorim in 101, and he gives us his manifesto for how he's going to work on himself, his household, and all of Yerushalayim, because he finishes off, La'achris me'ir Hashem kol po'al ha'aven, cut off from the city of Hashem all sins. In 102, David embodies the simple Jew in exile, and he describes his dejection and his hopes for the future. And in this mizmor, the comfort that gives him purpose is his ability to achieve eternity by connecting to Hashem. And in the middle of the parak, we have the uplifting pasuk, Ata takum terachem tzion, rise, have mercy on Tzion. Ki es lechenenot, it's time to show her favor. Ki vom ha'ed, for the appointed hour has come. Our parak picks up on these theme words of rachum, chanon, mercy, right? Reminding us of the 13 midos harachamim that Moshe used to get forgiveness for the golden calf. We will one day get forgiveness for it ever since brought us into galus in the first place and bring us back to full geula. And that is why we call the whole world to say with us, Baruchi Nafshi, which leads us to the next mizmor. Thank you for studying Le'ilu Nishmat, Helen Muskowitz and Fanny Lehman. The legendary Kana supported hundreds of World War II Sherita Pleita. Their profound connection to Tehillim is inspirational to this day. Sponsored by their grandchildren, Yitzhak and Bobby Lehman Siegel.